This is the Mercedes Lucky Benedict Show, coming to you live on Web Radio Network. Hi, this is the Mercedes Lucky Benedict Show, and I am your host, Mercedes. How is everyone doing tonight? We are so excited that everyone is here listening, and I have a wonderful guest with us tonight. We did have Mary Ducina that was going to be on with us tonight, but she is going to be coming on with us next Monday, so June 12th. For those of you that might have seen that Mary was going to be on for tonight, she had to reschedule. And so we'll, like I said, we'll have her on for next Monday. Tonight, I have my husband, the artist extraordinaire, Joseph Lee Benedict, which I call him Joe. So we've got Joe Benedict here with us tonight, and he's been on with us before. And always have a great time with Joe. So, Joe, say hi to everyone.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe.
Now, the last time, Joe, I think you were on was in December. And so it's been quite a while. It's, you know, you were going to be on for one show, but we changed that. So you haven't been here since December. And that was the show that you were doing for the Tucson Botanical Gardens. So if anyone wants to go back and listen to that show, you can find him on the podcast here under Joe Benedict and re-listen to that show. So it's been 6 months since the Tucson Botanical Garden Extraordinaire art show that you did. Could you talk a little bit about what you did for that show? It was huge.
Well, the actual art show itself was, it was their holiday light show. I did 35 separate pieces for them, featured artist for the Botanical Garden show for that show. There were 10 separate, I'm calling them cypress pencil light trees, and they are 15 feet tall. You stretch the Christmas lights nice and tight down around the skirt, and it gives you this really cool looking tree form. So there was 10 of those shooting stars. I ended up doing 24 of those shooting stars that were just amazing. They hung those things 30 feet up in these big cypress trees with lights all over them, and they were just magical. And then the final piece was kind of, they gave me artistic freedom on that. And that was the Luminary Light Tree. And that just turned out very amazing, too. It had, let's see, if I remember correctly, 43 separate hearts on it. There were 40 arms that were can articulate and go into almost any configuration that you wanted. And they would hold the Luminary Sacks, which is, it's a Spanish light that they put a candle inside, and it illuminates the light. So anyway, that was a lot of fun, and I had an absolute ball building it, and it was a huge success.
It was so fun too. And when we went out there, you can also find a video on YouTube with it. But when we went out there, Joe and I are, you know, like it's the opening night gala thing, and I'm seeing his name on this, the big red sign with, you know, all the people involved. And he starts to look down at the bottom of the line. And I'm like, no, Joe, look up. And it was the top. And so he was the top artist of, you know, on the top of the sign. So it was very neat.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So
it was a lot of fun. So that's one of the things that you're planning on, you know, going and doing. That's what you want to kind of do into the next level of your art life. Can you talk a little bit about what you'd like to see happen?
Well, one of the opportunities that have arisen through the Botanical Gardens is to do shows for the Botanical Gardens. They book 4 or 5 shows. Each one of these in each city books these shows every year for 3 months. And I have an opportunity to do some very fun, I'm calling it interactive kinetic art. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, yeah, you'll be able to manipulate and touch and move and feel these art pieces. And in the meantime, you'll be spinning these cool kinetic sculptures and lots of movement and visual and all of that. Anyway, I'm working towards building some of those, and very excited about the future with doing these botanical garden shows.
And the neat thing is it'll be something that, you know, he and I can travel to, which will be fun. And some of the things that he's even talking about are actually using, you know, things like materials that we could create things out of that are things that, you know, could you explain?
Yes, I'll take over from there.
Yeah.
There's 3 shows that I'm thinking or working towards. And one is actually using recycled plastics. And I would get these recycled plastics and make do a zebra, a full-scale zebra out of these recycled plastics. You come in on top of that with recycled colored glass. You'll have white and black glass and literally glue all these white and black pieces to make zebra stripes and such. So that's one of the 3 shows that I'm working on developing. So again, this is all in the developmental stage. Lots more to do to get this these shows developed and on the road. So
it's going to be so exciting. And of course, you can always go to Joe's website, which is cavemanfabrications.com, and you can find all of his art there and communicate with him, buy things, whatever you'd like. There is something really cool that you've recently made that is doing well. The customers are absolutely loving it. And it's this amazing chair. It's egg chair. Could you talk a little bit about that? Because everybody's just loving that.
So I got commissioned to do an egg chair. And again, with me being this eccentric artist, ha ha ha, that I took it to the next level. I'm calling it the dancing heart chair. So with 1/2-inch thick, 4-inch wide flat bar, I bend it in a big heart shape and fabricated this very cool heart-shaped chair. It's all, you know, designed like an egg chair, but this guy with flexes when you sit in it. It's that bounce. It has an articulating, a spin in it. You can sit in there with your legs folded and spin this thing with this wheel that you have above your head. Anyway, I was really surprised. I was doing the install and my client came up to me and said, "Joe, I will feel like a little piglet. I'm sitting in this thing and everybody else wants to sit in this same chair. So we better do another one." So she commissioned me just yesterday to build a second egg chair for her. And I'm very excited about that.
And you just put the other one in last week.
The other one was just up there for a few days. And so she, again, one of my favorite clients of all time. I've done a ton of work for her. The galleries that I sell to on a regular basis are very interested in this dancing heart egg chair. So,
and so you have a whole line of furniture, which is you have stone furniture. So everything he makes is out of stone. And there's the mama chair, the papa, you know, all the different sizes of chairs. And you can find all of those on the website. Again, it's cavemanfabrications.com. So on, but this particular chair, it's huge, actually. Like by the time you, I mean, it's like, how tall is it?
When you... The heart that supports the egg chair radius is out at the top at right at 8 feet. And
that's
then,
big.
Yeah, it kind of comes down to a point, and it's not just a flat heart. I did it on an angle, so it comes together with a point, and that's where I suspended the other heart-shaped chair from. So it's 8 foot tall. It's about six and a half foot wide. Has a 4 foot round heart at the very bottom, out a quarter inch plate as the base, and it's all set on that. So again, my client was just blown away. I had so much fun developing it and building it. Again, it's something I get to build several more of. Both the local galleries are very excited about me developing and building some for them. So,
and that's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for talking to me a lot about the art. I really wanted to share some of your new things and your new projects. But I also would like to talk about some of the things that you and I are doing together, which is creating this documentary film about the property that we live on and the surrounding areas and the history. And the documentary is called Shadows of the Desert. So again, you can find out lots of information on my YouTube channel. Not so much on Joe's website at all about this, but last week, Joe and I think it might've been 2 weeks now, 2 weeks ago, we had the pleasure, and I made sure I took Joe with me, because we got to interview and film the mayor of Marana, who's named Ed Hone. And this man is so awesome. And, you know, we really didn't know. I'd only talked to him on the phone. But so Joe and I got to sit down with him, and the crew got to sit down with him, and we filmed him. And Joe, do you want to talk a little bit about that experience? Because it was pretty funny. It was pretty neat.
So Ed Hone has been a Marana resident his whole entire life, and he's in his 70s now. Very charismatic, very passionate about everything that he's doing for this amazing little city we live in.
Yeah, and he's been here. Like he was born and raised here, except for two places, right?
It's kind of funny. He served in Vietnam. He was a CB in the Navy. Anyway, I asked him about that, and he laughs, says, yes, I've been to two foreign countries, California and Vietnam. And we got a big kick out of that. So he's very charismatic, and he was a lot of fun to talk to. Had a lot of information about the growth and how Marana is being planned and growing and just evolving into this great community. We love Marana.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, it was really neat. It was like, well, it was almost like, I don't know. I don't think I've ever met a mayor of a community, a real one, a real mayor that wasn't in a, you know, a movie or something, that actually seemed like a real decent human being. And, you know, an honest human and that really cared about the community. I felt he really is just, he reminded me of like the Andy Griffith Show and how he feels about, you know, with Mayberry. And so I was really, really thankful that we got to take that opportunity to meet him. And it's kind of interesting though, when you think about it, how when Joe and I, how this whole thing has evolved is because of the haunted property and all the tragic and struggle and trauma and being on the Dead Files together in 2020. Actually, they came out in 2019. And so, you know, this whole time has been a time of paranormal struggle, would you say, Joe, that all of a sudden we end up now doing this? How do you feel about that?
The evolution of us on this property, I guess that's a nice way to put it, us awakening to what was going on. We had shamans out here, kahunas, many holy people trying to get a handle on what was going on. And finally took Reverend Bill Bean and an actual, I like to call it a deliverance. I think that's what he likes to call it, but it was an exorcism on this property. He actually did three of them over about a year span. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. And you can back up a little bit. This land is ancient. We've had Native Americans living on this land for 12,000 plus years. There's a stream that is called the Brawley Wash that ran year round till less than 100 years ago when the water was stolen and used for irrigation and such.
But, and now we found out that actually, you know, we kind of assumed it was here in Tucson that happened a lot, but apparently a lot of that water was diverted before the 1920s and through in Mexico. They were diverting water on that river that ran.
Yeah, well, that was actually the Santa Cruz River.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right, yes, right.
That was the Santa Cruz River. 100 years ago, there was a port. You could sail your ship up the Santa Cruz River and dock in Tucson, Arizona. You see these old maps with pictures of ships and stuff on
them. Do you think it was 100 years ago?
Maybe it's longer than
maybe
that.
Maybe just a little bit longer.
Probably longer than that. Anyway.
I'm not sure, though. It could have been 100 years ago. We should really find that out, because really that would be in the 1920s.
No, it would be late 1800s probably when that was happening. So my dates may be a little off, but it's okay. So anyway, that's the land itself is ancient. There has been lots of tragedy on this part of the country also. What happened to the Native Americans, there's, you know, records of that where they've been just persecuted. They're Native Americans warring against each other. There was the Mexican nation came in and did what they did to the Native Americans back in that day. So there's a lot has happened on this property. And even in recent times, brought to our attention through the Dead Files, some of the tragedy and some of the stuff that has happened on this property.
Yeah, because there's just so much. There's so many things that have occurred. And I was trying to bring up the fact about the copper mines. The copper mining is, we are surrounded by copper mines, which brings, you know, very good, good amount of jobs for people here. And it's, you know, so that's one way to look at it. And then there's the farming, and then there's the copper, but there's also, is there coal too? There's copper mining, farming, ranching. So you put all of that together through the years, and there was plenty of wars over this land. So with all that said, we found out a lot of the history through Mayor Hone, which we will be adding. He'll be in our documentary, Shadows of the Desert. So that's really exciting. And so last night, or this week, yesterday it aired, I had the pleasure of being on the show called Disembodied Voices with Dr. Kelly Renee Schutz on Paraflix, TV, television. And so, Joe, we were watching that last night, Joe. And how did you feel about, you know, seeing that kind of us talking a little bit about my life or just the different things?
Yeah, and the show has done very well. She did a great job. Mercedes did, and Dr. Schutz.
That's Dr. Kelly Renee Schutz.
She did a fantastic job, too, and helped keep Mercedes on point. yeah, it was very interesting, and to listen to what the good doctor was having to say, and what Mercedes was talking about with her paranormal. Her abilities and how it developed and how she was as a child and what it went through and how she was. You know, how a lot of the people who are gifted, they lose connection for decades even, and then it comes back one way or the other. And then that, again, that's all documented and happens with Mercedes. So it was very interesting listening to that. And I was very, very proud of Mercedes doing a great job with that.
Thank you. And, you know, it's really was very interesting how Dr. Kelly, you know, she's got several books, but it was really fascinating when she's doing the interviewing and all of a sudden you're being asked these questions about when did your abilities begin? And it's fascinating that there is there's so much research done on how abilities begin and how sometimes abilities get stopped and then when they resurface again during trauma. And you know, that brings the question to me. So I know that you come, Joe, you come from a very gifted father and mother, and they were actually amazing. Like back in the day, I mean, he was going to Edgar Cayce trainings, his father. Well, why don't you talk about your amazing dad and talk about a little bit about how he taught you things?
Wow. Papa, father, Dr. C.W. Benedict Jr., doctor of chiropractics. Some of my earliest memories were going to Edgar Cayce meetings with this whole group of people. Dad would bring my brother and I along, and we'd get to hang out some. We'd go play. We'd hang out a little bit and stuff. But there was amazing things happening, and the education that Dad, I don't say programmed into us, but maybe taught us at an early age about keeping your mind clear and not letting things interfere with you, being aware of how even advertisements can influence you and how you can combat that by just saying cancel clear, cancel will help to neutralize all this overwhelming amount of information that you're given. Anyway, my father, we could talk about Dad for a minute. He, some of the amazing things that he did was he was in World War II. He was a belly gunner on a B-17 during World War II, did 23 of 25 missions. If you got to 25 of these missions, you would get an honorable discharge. How these guys survived absolutely blows me away. Had the opportunity of touring a completely restored B-17 when I was spending time in Seattle. For example, the side gunner, he's battling with enemy planes and everything else, and directly to his right, directly to his left is nothing but oxygen tanks, solid. So a piece of strap metal, anything hit one of those oxygen tanks, that whole plane would just explode. So how the guts it took to get in those things fully loaded with bombs just blows me away. Anyway, Papa, belly gunner, B-17 during World War II. We were blessed. He actually wrote a book about his life and had chapters of his growing up during the Depression with my grandfather, his father, going to these different cities. And he was actually an electrician that worked on power plants way back in the day. So anyway, he was very migrant and moved a lot. But anyway, it was the adventures that he had doing that in his time as a farmer and growing up. And then the World War II chapters, there's dozens.
Was he the one you talked about that was an electrician?
Grandpa.
Okay, so grandpa.
Grandpa was an electrician, yes. Cloyd Willis Benedict Sr. Yeah, Pa. Love him. Anyway, so his adventures in during World War II was just staggering, just amazing. What they went through and the things that he did and what he saw and the heroism that was displayed by his fellow shipmates. That's not right. Airmates. Anyway, it's just amazing what they went through. And then Dad, after the war, he did some farming, and then he became a doctor of chiropractics. And he, in his book, he has several chapters about his learnings and what he figured out, and also the miracles that he saw through his chiropractic work. So very blessed to have this reference of father. Dad's been deceased now for about 12 years, and it's just, I was very happy and honored and blessed to have Dad as Dad.
And he actually had a whole, was it a street or a park named after him?
When we were growing up in Grand Prairie, Texas.
Shout out to Grand Prairie and
Grand
Prairie. Well, there is a Grand Prairie too.
Yes.
Grand Prairie, Texas.
Yes. And we actually lived in Grand Prairie also at that time.
Okay, anyway, there we go. So, I thought so. Yeah. Grand Prairie.
Grand Prairie, too. Texas. Dad started the soccer in Grand Prairie. And in long story short, they named a championship field after him. That field is now covered by a Lake Joe pool in Dallas. They this huge lake just south of Grand Prairie and that area there, and it covered that whole soccer complex. But anyway, that's a whole nother.
But you know what? If you went scuba diving down there, you'd probably find the sign.
Yeah. I don't know how much they clean up before they just fill it up.
Wouldn't that be weird? Doesn't matter,
but yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, that's a little bit about my father. And again, I was so happy and blessed to be his son.
Well, yeah, he was amazing. And so, but he taught you a lot about, well, you guys went to church too, right? As a kid?
Yeah. Every Sunday we'd be there. Dad always brought 24 donuts, and he kind of set up and served donuts for the social hour afterwards, drive my little brother and I crazy with donuts sitting in between he and I when we're driving in the back seat with donuts, and we couldn't touch them. that whole another chapter there, if you want to call it that.
Well, so. I think he was a good influence on your life for sure. So, you know, and I found out recently we've got a lot of people listening, and we've even got listeners in Japan.
Giddy up.
Isn't that neat?
Yes.
And I know we have some in where is that? Let's see.
Germany.
Oh, yeah. Germany. So hello to everyone in Germany and Japan and America. We had some in Oklahoma, a lot of people in Arizona. And where's that place where that not England, but Scotland? We've got people in Scotland that are listening right now to us. Isn't that neat?
That's amazing.
I would love to go to Scotland.
We'll put it on the bucket list.
That would be nice. So, another thing, what do you think about, we just had our Fasting for America yesterday, and you want to talk a little bit about what we do for America every first Sunday of the month, and it was really hard for you yesterday.
So yes, the first Sunday of every month, we do a fast, and we pray and bring blessings, and hopefully brings light and to the situation of America as we see it. We need some help in this country right now. The President Abraham Lincoln,
yes,
said that the only way that this nation will be defeated is if it defeats itself from within. And we have a definite, definite line in the sand now between and right, and who's this, who's that. We are divided. Less than 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, it didn't matter. It really didn't matter what political preference you were, how you were, what you really even thought.
I know. It was so weird. We probably shouldn't get on too much politics, but it has been quite a change in the last few years.
And now it's just staggering to me how things have changed in as little as 30 or 40 months. Just blown away. Anyway, next subject, please.
So we pray. And so I think the beautiful thing is that, you know, we come together and we have a purpose, and that when you fast, especially spiritually, then it, you know, it really makes a difference. And to who does it make a difference to? It makes a difference to your purpose and your spirit and your connection with God. And it helps you to feel stronger within. So I highly recommend you all looking into fasting.
Join us the first Sunday of every month. Just abstain from your normal food regimen, drink plenty of fluids, and just be humble. And
during the day, say some prayers.
Say some prayers for this amazing country that is America.
And any country, actually. Remember, there was a time, I think, after about 8 months, we decided to bring in the world, you know, like to just bring, because we heard that, you know, we knew that so many people in other countries are struggling as well and going through the same thing. So, you know, it's really important for all of us as a world, you know, like we are the world back in the day. We are the world. Remember that song? Yes. That was like the good song.
So it may sound funny, but yes, we, Mercedes, and all of the listeners, we can make a difference.
We can.
We are all connected. All living organisms are connected on this earth. We just need to pay attention to it. We just need to be conscious of all living organisms and just pray for survival of this planet.
And even talk about the water. You know, we learned a long time ago now about how, you know, when we bless our food and we bless our water, what all that really means. And I know Bill Bean is a big advocate for blessing everything before you partake in water or anything. Before you go to Walmart, you can say a prayer. I mean, why don't you bring a little shine on that?
Part of my awakening as my spirituality, if you want to call it that, was Dr. Emoto. Let's see. Forget his first name, but anyway, he is the author of The Hidden Message in Water, and he was able to photograph crystals, ice crystals of water, and it is absolutely mind-boggling. For example, you take a bottle of water and you write love on it, and you tape it to that piece of that bottle of water. And then you take that same water, same thing, you put into another container, another plastic bottle, and you put U-Full on it. And you can have the water crystals in the love bottle will be beautiful and perfectly formed and just almost like you're like a snow crystal. And then the one that says U-Full is all distorted and out of shape and not formed and everything.
Or you could say hate or
something. Anything. Yeah. It even goes as far as in music, classical music will form nice, beautiful crystals where very negative music, hard music, whatever, will form these irregular, not formed, just short of being any other word, just ugly crystals. It even, and simple act of blessing water. He would take lake water that is polluted, lake in Africa, yeah. Tanzania, I forget exactly where it was, but there was a lake in Africa, his most polluted lake ever. And he took a sample of that and got an ice crystal, and it was just yucky and ugly. And then the simple act of him and a group of about 10 people around that bottle of water blessing it, the crystals were perfect and beautiful. So just think about that. Let's think about that. Bless your food, bless your water, bless your body, the water molecules in your body. Just visualize, bless them, raise your vibration, and by golly, you feel better. Your crystals will be more perfect. It'll be better. It'll help on so many different levels.
And there, and you can look it up too. Like you said, I have the book up here, yeah, but I know it's a motto. Yeah, it's blessing, there's tons yeah, of information. The blessing of the water, and
he's done about 4 books, and they're just mind-boggling. In fact, I'll go to Bookman's and I'll buy several of those, and I will give them to my friends and family and relatives and acquaintances. And it woke me up 15 years ago, and it's been an intricate part of who I am for, well, since then.
Right. And I think that's a really good, I mean, I just think that's a great message for people, because a lot of people just don't realize that. And also that goes for any type of healing. You know, it really, it's not easy, but we can literally make some changes and remove pain. For instance, I just worked on a person and for tinnitus again, and over the phone. And so I checked in with her yesterday, and just that treatment, it's still gone. It came back a little bit, then it left again, but it was like, it was hammering her hard for a long, long, long time again. And so, but that's all with prayer, and that is all with, you know, words, prayer. And that's got to be changing the cells. It's changing your cellular level.
Yeah, a lot of that is your ability to be able to tune in to people remotely and help to eliminate and or transform, remove whatever it is, the blocks, the unwanted vibrations, even the unwanted energies from a person. So again, one of the best people that actually a quote from one of our favorite mentors, her name was Candace Lionheart, said that Mercedes is the only person in all of Southern Arizona doing what she's doing. So just amazing what she's doing.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. So just, man, I would check in with her if you need help. So,
and that's mybeautifulspirit.com is my website. And you can always reach out to me through there. Well, I appreciate you saying that. And I know that we talked a lot about that on the Dr. Kelly, with Dr. Kelly Schutz. And I will say that Dr. Kelly is going to be in our documentary too. So I'm pretty sure that we're going to have a conversation where maybe we could get Dr. Kelly and you to come on the show together, like where she's from her. And then that way you could talk and, you know, it'd be fun because I think that you would be fascinated with the things that she has to say, you know, because you like all that kind of stuff too.
Excellent. We'll do that in the near future.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. So what else you got going on with you? What's going on with you this week? Anything fun? Just sitting around? What am I keeping you from right now?
Oh, goodness gracious. I work my tail off so I can go and sit by my fire and my fire bowl facing west and enjoy the stars and actually do my prayer and cleansing protection ritual for this property. You know, we just didn't really get too deep in what all was going on with this property, but it's a from diligence on our part, we keep the unwanted energies away and off this property. We have what we call the glitter protection, crystal grid that I work on and ignite and fill with divine light on a nightly basis. So I would normally be doing that about right this moment.
Well, that's a really fun, interesting conversation too. So a long time ago, not long, long time ago, there was a point where all of a sudden a vision, I believe, popped in my head and I saw a whole scan of this light, like a whole, and like I remember telling Joe, like, you know, then this, it's almost like a, because he could see something too, like it's almost like an egg where this, you could create this crystal grid of light around and where it's below and above. And so we both thought about that, if you remember that. It's been a while now and there's been so much trauma. But that was one of the things. And so we, Joe kind of went and decided, like, thought about it and how we could create that, you know, with actual crystals, because at that time we weren't using Jesus. We were not really pulling in Jesus at the time. We had not gone into that level that we are in now. Now we can still use our crystals, but we always honor, you know, Jesus too. And so, but at that time, what I saw was this whole crystal, lights and all, cause I see these light forms. So we went out there and we would put, and I have a lot of videos of us doing that on Facebook, but we would go to the four corners on each corner of the property and you would do what? You would put things.
Well,
there.
We gathered crystals and I had several crystals that I had. We actually planted crystals on the four corners. And that's all part of what I ignite when I do my grid of protection. That's, I just, with my energy and with the blessing of the angels and all the people that we call upon, my guardian angels and stuff, we ignite this grid of protection and the unwanted energies are not allowed on this property. So they, this property stays clear. It does take work on our part. Reason why it takes more work on this property than say your average property is because of the history of all the bloodshed, all of the unwanted curses. Energies. There's curses on this land from the Native Americans that were persecuted. There's been curses on this land. So for us to carve out
Santeria.
This, carve out a little grid of protection, a little 5 acres of light in the middle of this disturbance has been
Well, it's been educational, if nothing else, but we love it out here. This is our property, and that is the unwanted energies are not allowed.
But even on the Death Files, if you watch the Death Files episode, Damned in the Desert, that's the one we were on, and you could see us. But I remember him saying that there's a property for sale here in Arizona.
Well, that's, yeah.
And at the time, that's what we were looking to do, and we were going to do that. But then the pandemic happened, and then that's when we had to really get some extra help.
Dug in. So
we did that. But another neat thing about the, the last, I think it was in 2021 when Bill Bean came into the picture, we began to do the crosses. Also, we brought in the crosses on the four corners of the property. Do you want to talk about that? How you created those?
Part of my art is I put hearts on everything. That's just what I do. But I also I've built several monuments and memorials for friends and relatives and clients who asked me to do this. But I've constructed and placed crosses on the four corners. And again, that's part of the protection grid. That's just all part of it.
Yeah. So you've got the crystals on the bottom, and there was a time where, so we didn't check the parameters of the crystals at one time. And then the shaman, Paul would come out, and we placed one directly in the middle of the 5 acres too. So that would be right in the middle. So you've got the corners of the five. So there'd be five crystal on the grid. And then our sweet neighbor is like, well, I took that because we were having trouble. And he said he had moved it or taken the crystal, right?
Yeah, he had removed that. And we didn't know at the time. So we had to replace it and reignite the grid of protection. So, yes, it takes a little work to keep this property free and clear of the unwanted energies, but we're doing our best, and I think we're doing a fine job on that.
I think so too. And then we still keep we had to do a thing where we have the Lord's Prayer, we have the big gate, we've got two big gates that Joe made, but the first big gate is it's not the biggest one, but that's the first one that you come through that area. So we always do the Lord's Prayer before we go in, stop at that gate. We mandatory say the Lord's Prayer, people in the family. And then how long have we been doing that now? Three years?
Since Bill.
Okay. Yeah. And so then when we come into the drive in, and then we have the cabins and the houses. So anybody in a cabin or house has to stop, or before Joe comes into a shop area, we also do the Lord's Prayer. And the reason we do the Lord's Prayer is because we feel like that is one of the highest forms of protection. And that keeps our frequency up high, and it shows the unwanted energies that we mean business for sure. And so people may think we're a little wacky or weird, but it works because we know what it's like. We know what it was like before, and we definitely know what it's like now. Now we've only got like about a few more minutes, Joe. Go ahead.
The Lord's Prayer is an opening. It opens the door to your communication with divine creator, with God. So when you do that, when you open the door to divine creator, you can ask him at that time for the protection of the property. And we do when we're here. We make sure that this property is free and clear when we come onto the property and before we come into the house. It's mandatory for our for us and the other people that live on the property.
I just got this really neat idea. I think, you know, like every single night, Joe and I do prayers before bed every single night, which we learned from Bill Bean to be on our hands and knees and do the prayers. And that started in 2021 around January 2021. And we have been doing that ever since that first time. We hadn't even really met Bill at that time, but we wanted to do what he had told us to do that would help us. And so we're still doing it. And I thought it would be really nice to share that prayer out, because the whole world, the people that are listening in the world, would, I think it'll benefit them. Could we do that? They can't say no, because it's just us talking. So I think it'd be good for everybody. Let's do it.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. And we always do our prayers for our friends and neighbors and all the people that we feel like needs prayers. Then we go into...
I pray for everybody that needs prayers tonight, including our producer's family, Stan and his mother-in-law. We pray for them, and we pray for everybody that needs help. We pray for you. We just send blessings for you that hopefully you'll have help with those needs.
It's Father Yahweh, by your mighty power and in Jesus' name, we ask you, giant
warrior angels, to protect us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the rest of our lives.
And by your mighty
power and in Jesus' name,
we bind and break
the power of Satan, all fallen angels, all demons, all unclean spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, spells, charms,
witchcraft, sorcery, magic, voodoo,
all mind control, psychic warfare, jinxes, potions, bewitchments, death, destruction, sickness, pain, torment, incantations, chanting, voodoo, root works, money and success curses, and everything else being sent my way or my family and friends' way, we cast it out, command it to go to drier places. Yahweh rebuke you in Jesus' name.
We thank you, God, for such a great day and evening. We ask you to bless us with
another great day and evening.
Good night, Father. We fear you.
We love you. We worship you. We revere you in Jesus' name.
Good night, Jesus.
We love you.
Good night,
Holy Spirit. We love you.
We thank you and praise you again, Father,
for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do for us.
Hallelujah.
By your mighty power and in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That was wonderful. Yeah. So that was the spiritual warfare prayer.
Yeah. And that's your evening prayer. And that's advocated by Reverend Bill Bean. And you can see these, you can get these prayers from his books. And I'm sure online somewhere you can get.
Yeah. He's got the spiritual warfare prayer. And you can do that anytime. So we combine it with the Lord's Prayer. And you can do that also in the morning. I always get up and do the Lord's Prayer too as I'm waking up. Joe's basically up. I have to get up really quick to get up. So I don't know if he's doing the prayers, but he prays pretty much just doing prayers all day, aren't you? I think.
Well,
you're always doing Ho'oponopono and doing something.
Well, I tell you, the more connected you are with God, with Divine Creator, with Jesus, the better things are going to be for you and your family.
I think so too.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then we are also, I always forget to say that we are in the newest Bill Bean book, which is called Tales from an Exorcist, Reverend Bill Bean. And we're just one of the many stories and many chapters in there. There's quite a lot of people and amazing crazy stories in there. But yeah, we're definitely in that. Again, you can, I think our time is running out very quickly, but I just want to say again that you can see all of Joe's work at art and all of the things he creates at cavemanfabrications.com. It is 7:54 Monday, June 5th. He just showed me that. So cavemanfabrications.com, and mine is mybeautifulspirit.com. I'm very happy to say that as of last night, we have stepped into the first step of creating a 501c3 corporation. So we can do a lot more things in the art world to help others. with my Beautiful Spirit production. That's the one we're using for that. So I'm really excited to say that we'll be doing that. Please check out my YouTube channel, because we've got all kinds of things on there about this show, the Mercedes Lucky Benedict show. We've got stuff on Joe's art. We've got stuff on there with my music and the different videos and the different video production that I'm doing now. And we invite you all to listen to that. Plus, you can always find my music on all the music channels that there are on iTunes. You can download, what is my song called? A Better You. My dog Eli would love singing that. It's called A Better You. And then we've got Castles in Heaven on there. And recently with Memorial Day, I created a brand new video for Memorial Day for the song I wrote for America called America. And I'd love for you to watch that video on YouTube. And please comment, share, check out us on all these venues. And again, I always thank Stan Fikes for being our incredible producer here on the Web Radio Network. And we thank all of our listeners and we thank all of our sponsors. And I hope everyone has a beautiful night. And next week you will be here with us with Mary Ducina. And you may remember her from the Kev Baker show. He called her Bloody Mary. And they were so cute together. They were a fun team. I used to love listening to them. But Mary Ducina will be here with us next Monday. So thank you all. And be sure to reach out to us and say hi on YouTube or different places. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you and have a blessed evening. Oh, and thank you, Joe.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the show. Streaming live on Spreaker and the Web Radio Network. This is the Mercedes Lucky Benedict Show. You can find me on Facebook and YouTube. Please enjoy my music.
Every time that I've ever been knocked down, every time that I've ever gotten back up to face another round, I let go of my fear and put my pride down. I'm building my castle in heaven, climbing over mountains for the lessons I've been given. I'm building my castle in heaven. My castle is not made of mortar or stone. My castle is made from the seeds that I've sown. I'm building castles in heaven. Every challenge, every mistake, every time that I choose faith, I grow strong. I keep moving on and on and on. And I'm building my castle in heaven. I'm climbing over mountains of lessons I've been given. I'm building my castle in heaven. My castle is not made of mortar or stone. My castle is made from the seeds that I've sown. I'm building castles in heaven. Every moment, every day, every word that you say, every step along your way, every time that you make a mistake. Every good deed that you do, each time that you win, each time that you lose, each time that you walk, you walk in another's shoes. On this earth where we grow strong, when we learn to forgive and we right our wrong.